And again, if we keep in mind it has to do with Daniel's people, for us today we can say, I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. I know presently that my sins have been dealt with through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. But for a Jew, not yet. He recognized, as the Lord Jesus told them in the gospel, and Brother Alfred mentioned it this morning, you will then say in a day to come, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They would recognize in a future day, the one who they rejected is their Messiah.
Not all Jews, brother.
Are you a Jew? There's some. Right. There's some. Oh, I'm so sorry. Brother Larry, please forgive me. Please forgive me. He has broken down the middle wall of partition which stands between us. And thank the Lord, there are some being saved now. Brother Larry, amen. See that? Thank you, Brother Sammy. I can get discount on books now.
Now you're obligated. But even though these prophecies are connected with thy people, you know, God is not going to lift all of the Jews out of the world and deal with them separately. He's dealing with them in the midst of the nations. So how does that work? I know for us as believers, whether Jew or Gentile, if we are in Christ, we won't have any part in the tribulation or anything. We've already passed from death into life, the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son of His love. But how did the 70 weeks affect Gentiles? I know they're directed to thy people, but they incidentally at least affect the nations.
That's the gap Brother Alfred was hinting at, and maybe he can say something.
I want to keep that for later. But I think what your point is really well taken. This what we find here is not only affecting Israel, it will affect the whole world. That is well taken, that point. Absolutely.
I mean, don't we have in Matthew's gospel the goats and the sheep and the goats? As I've always been taught, at least, that's a judgment of the nations with regard to how they interacted with God's people. When Jesus says, inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these my brethren, or didn't do it, he's not talking about the world treating Christians well or not. He's talking about the Gentile nations in the tribulation dealing well or not dealing well with the Jewish people in the tribulation, and that when the Lord comes as king, he will then divide nations into sheep and goats based on their interaction with his people.
Right. But that is going to take place after the rapture. So what you're talking about are things that will take place after the rapture.
Right.
And so very important for us to understand this, that the concept of this gap was not known at that time yet, and Daniel had to be informed. But what was going to take place during that gap, he didn't know either. That was not revealed yet. There was a mystery.
Right.
So that would take first the coming of the Lord, that the Word would become flesh. It would take his walk on this earth, his sacrifice, the cross, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, the coming of the Holy Spirit. That all would have to take place, and then the whole church period. And then when the church will be raptured, only then this whole process will start again. And that is what we talked about, this gap. Then after the rapture, this gap comes to a close, and then God's plan that he delineates here will be fulfilled. And so the confusion is, that's why we have to really read carefully, verse by verse, and then gradually things fall into place. But if you talk about the Gentiles, they have a place in God's plan, but that is in the millennium to come. Today, people out of the Gentiles can come and be saved and become part of the church. People out of the Jews can be saved like Larry and become part of the church. That is God's plan for today. But that's not the topic here.
I just find it interesting in the first three verses here. I never really focused on it before. It mentions transgression, sins, and iniquity. Right? All three are mentioned. Maybe just a thought. I know transgression means you've stepped across a line, a defined line. Sins means you've missed the mark. You've missed it. Yeah. Iniquity has always been one that has puzzled me. Is that an attitude? Or I've puzzled with, always struggled with that. But anyway, others can help.
Well, the summum of the iniquity is the rejection of the Messiah. But I think this is all connected with the rejection of the Messiah. The transgression came, their transgressions came to the climax in the rejection of the Messiah. Their sins, or they missed the mark, that came to a climax when they rejected the Messiah. And there you also have the summum of iniquity. That is the, you cannot get more iniquity than that, that they would reject their own Messiah. And that is the iniquity.
I always was told that iniquity is, if you know that, for instance, stealing is wrong, do it anyway. That's iniquity. You know what's wrong and do it anyway. Put your own will through.
Book of James calls it sin. He who knows to do right and does not, to him it is sin.
Transgression of law is sin.
Yes.
It seems as though we jump into the third section. That's to do with the gap and the last week. But I was wondering if we could just say something. There are two periods we mentioned before we come to that. The 7 weeks and the 62 weeks. And the 7 weeks, it mentioned that from the going forth of the word to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah, the Prince, are 7 weeks. And then it goes, and 62 weeks, the street and the moat shall be built again, even to troublous times. After the 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. Now, could we say something on when this 7 weeks were fulfilled, and when the 42 weeks, the cutting off of the Messiah, how that works in? Because I think what Brother Joe asked, we may not exactly, and again, the Holy Spirit can really give us, but we need to do some work to understand. I think Sammy had started to mention the full understanding of it, when we would never be able to understand fully, but what God has given us, we can understand fully. So may we just get some thoughts on the 7 weeks as to the rebuilding, and then we go into the 42, the 62, the Messiah cut off.